This is episode 41 of the Wildlife Photography Podcast. In this episode, random thoughts from Oslo. Hello, everybody. My name is Jerry. I'm from WildEye. And I'm sitting in my hotel room in Oslo waiting to kick off our 2017 Svalbard photo expedition tomorrow. So if you've been following me on Instagram and Snapchat, you'll know that it's a trip that I run every year, and it's one of those for me that it's a special place. I mean, when you get to Svalbard for the first time, it literally blows your mind. And I was watching one of my other clients who arrived, they've just arrived in Svalbard now, in Longyearbyen, and I was watching their Instagram stories, and just there's that moment when you get off the plane in that environment where it just keeps on taking your breath away. It is absolutely spectacular, and it's a personal favorite of mine each year. And I don't know if it's maybe because it's so far out of Africa that it feels so foreign, but the hard, jagged rocks contrasting with the white snow, this place is absolutely, it's mind-blowing. So what I'm going to do tomorrow, this is the 22nd of May. Tomorrow, I'm going to be snapping an Instagram storying, it's a word I'm going to keep on using, storying, my way around Longyearbyen, because we're flying in around about, we should be arriving at about 2 o'clock. And I'm going to be, and we're there for 24 hours. We only board the Stockholm, which is our little icebreaker expedition ship, the next day. So I'm going to be Instagram storying and Snapchatting my way through the whole place. And just to kind of give you an idea of what it's about, it really is, there's two programs, sorry, I'm jumping here. There's two programs you need to watch. The first is Fortitude, which is a fantastic crime kind of half supernatural thriller set in a little town called Fortitude, which is directly taken from Svalbard, there's no doubt. And I think the other one was called Ice Town, which is more of a documentary type thing showing people living in Svalbard. It is amazing. So make sure you follow on Snapchat and Instagram for that. Also, I've been playing with the idea in 2015, so 2 years ago on my expedition, which was also May, the same time I'm going now, I did a vlog. So I did a daily videos on my iPhone. And I stuck this together, and it ended up being like a one-hour vlog, video blog thing of the whole trip. I'm playing with the idea again. I mean, it's such a cool... I mean, forget the marketing idea. My brain's always thinking marketing. But just the storytelling thereof and showing people what it's about. So I'm playing with the idea. I must just make sure that all my logistics and stuff are sorted. But I might start with that tomorrow. So you guys can stay tuned. Could be very interesting. So anyway, so I'm sitting in Oslo. The flight over was pretty cool. Joburg Frankfurt is about a 10-hour. There was a little incident towards the end where the crew asked, is there a doctor on board? Just like in the movies. And they had to go and help someone. And as we landed, there was drips and all kinds of chaos in business class where they put this lady down. They got paramedics on, so we couldn't get off the plane. It was a hell of a story. It was like a bit of a movie moment for me there. But the one thing, I mean, just having managed lodges and such, is looking at the cabin crew during this whole exercise. Some of them, one or two were in control. You could see, obviously, the senior people. But the younger ones, there was panic all around. So, I mean, it was just an interesting observation. I mean, discussion for another time. But anyway, all seemed to have turned out well. I then had an hour and a half in Frankfurt, which literally was me going through security, going through passport control. And then, which was also interesting, because the guy asked me, when am I flying out? So, out of the EU. So I said, well, I'm flying out on the 31st, but then I'm going to photograph gorillas, which kind of blew his mind. And he wanted to see my flights because he didn't know what the hell I was talking about. Anyway, we made good friends and I moved past. So about an hour and a half in Frankfurt, onto the next plane, which was about an hour and a half, maybe just 2 hours. I can't remember. Slept most of it, into Oslo. And I'm staying at Oslo now for the night. One of my clients is joining me, Tori's here. We're having dinner tonight. And then tomorrow morning, we fly up to Longyearbyen. It's a funny thing, because if you fly from Oslo up to Longyearbyen on a weekend, it's a direct flight. But if you fly on the week, then you bounce off Tromso. So tomorrow, it's Tromso. You get off, you get back on, and then you connect up. So it's about a three and a half hour episode to get there. But so worthwhile. And if you ever come with me, or if you go on your own, make sure you book a window seat flying into Longyearbyen. The visuals as you come over that place, it's literally the stuff that Nat Geo'd and kind of Planet Earth documentaries are made of. It is spectacular. So I'll be posting some of that as well. So that's really the update for now. I was playing with the idea of doing a little video. I might do that after dinner. Just some thoughts more on kind of photography. I was listening to a whole bunch of podcasts coming over. I'm enjoying my music the last while again. Apple Music just rocks. But I've got about 3 or 4 podcasts that I subscribe to. None photography, mind you. That inspiration I find elsewhere. But it's all kind of people. I mean, I've got a background in psychology, if you remember from my interview with Marlon the other day, which was fun. And so it's people, it's business, it's marketing, stuff like that, tech and so on, because that's the way the world is going. So I want to kind of keep up with that. Anyway, so listening to some of that, and there's some big correlations that's happening in the world of entrepreneurship and business, and a lot of the young people coming up and kind of being a life coach or a business coach at the age of 24 when they've never actually made a business. And to me, and this is what I was thinking about on the plane, is that there's a very big thing happening as well in the guiding industry where younger people without much experience is coming out and telling people how to travel, where to travel, and how to take pictures, yet they've never done it themselves. So, I mean, you have to pay your dues and you have to kind of go through the process. But I think where a young guide can win is if they document their process of discovery and how they eventually want to get somewhere. Whereas if you're a young guy and you're going out there and you're trying to baffle people with bullshit of trying to coach without even knowing the game, that to me is interesting. So I was thinking of doing a little video on that. I might after dinner see how it goes. But that's just the one thing. Another thought, I mean, this is maybe kind of going a little bit deep on the personal side, but a thing that struck me yesterday when I left home. So, I mean, we actually did the number for the next, from the 1st of June through end of May next year, I'm traveling at this stage, confirmed date, 145 days in the field, and I think there's 16 or 18 still pending, waiting for private guided trips to confirm, and then there's still a bit of space left, so that's a lot of travel time. And it struck me yesterday, I said goodbye to Adele and my boys, so that's Rocky and Ziggy, for those of you who don't know, my two Boston Terriers. They are like children, they have their own room, their own beds, they are my kids. So anyway, as I was saying goodbye to them at the airport, Rocky jumped out at the airport, which was interesting. He almost ran into the terminal. Different story. So it struck me as I kind of went through on my own. I haven't traveled long distance on my own. When I went to New York last time, Adele and Marlon was with me. Normally when I come to Svalbard, I have guests with me from South Africa. All my South African guests for this trip kind of either going later or have already gone. And it gave me a bit of time to kind of go into that kind of travel space. So, you know, if you get into your seat, you sit down and I go into my world. So my earphones go on. I might have my laptop or the little TV screen thing they give you or my phone. And that's it. That's my whole world right there. That's a physical thing. But I think when you travel, especially long distance, I know I do. I go into a quiet kind of, this is my little space. And it's a coping mechanism, I think, for all the travel. That you need that little space where nobody can get into. Same as your seat. Don't come and sit on my lap in the airplane. I'm not going to enjoy that. So from a mental point of view, I went into my little world. And I was struck by, this is going to sound funny, but how difficult it is for me sometimes to head out into the field. Now see, this is where it's pulling from both ends. Because I absolutely love what I do. And I am sitting here now in my hotel room in Oslo, almost getting ready for dinner. I'm thinking that I'm going tomorrow. I'm flying to one of the last true, and I'm talking true wilderness areas on the planet, where a lot of people would love to, but they won't ever be able to get to. After that, I'm photographing gorillas in Rwanda. This is one of the most endangered species on the planet. Then I'm going up to chimpanzees and spending 2 full days in their natural habitat with these animals. And then I'm going to Timbavati. So on the one side, there's that. There's this incredible life and incredible experiences that I have the absolute gratitude for how I was able to ever get here. It's just amazing. But there's that. And then on the flip side is how difficult it is for me to leave home. And it's not just Adele and the boys. It's the friends. It's my infrastructure. It's everything back home. I think I must be one of the luckiest people out there that it's so difficult for me to leave each time. Yet, look at where I'm. It's not like I'm going to war. Or I'm not going to go through horrible meetings after meetings. I'm going to take photos of pictures, well, not photos of pictures, photos of polar bears and share incredible experiences with people, yet still, it's a difficult thing. And it's, I don't know if it's becoming more difficult now or if I'm just more self-aware about the whole thing and kind of, you know, I don't know. It's a weird thing. I said I'm going to go deep and personal with this, but it's definitely pulling from both ends. For me, it's, someone asked me the other day, what is my favorite destination? The easy answer, it's home. So whenever I'm flying home, I know I've just finished an amazing trip with people and I get to go home to my space. I think a lot of people who want to go into this game of photographic safari guiding and travel and stuff, especially at a younger age, I mean, it's awesome. Make no mistake, it's cool. But there is still a part of you that as you grow older, you need the roots. You need to find your anchor. Now, I often think of training. I mean, you guys know I train, hashtag make time. I train every day, sometimes twice a day when I'm back home. That's my anchor when I'm home. It kind of grounds me. It makes me find myself and so on and so forth. When I travel, I don't have that. So that's micro. If I look at the bigger picture, I mean, my anchor is my home, my dogs, my wife, all of those things. And the further circle out would be Marlon and the guys at the office and my family and so on and so forth. So it's a very interesting, and guys, please do not see this as complaining. This is just kind of me sitting in my hotel room here, just sharing some thoughts. It's interesting to me kind of sitting back almost in my mind and just going through these emotions and thinking, you know what, I would be very happy to be home right now on a Sunday afternoon, take my boys for a walk, have a glass of wine, watch a movie, yet I'm flying to Svalbard tomorrow. So again, I have complete gratitude and I'm super, super privileged to be doing what I'm doing. I just think what makes it even more special for me, what makes it more lucky is that I have such an amazing thing back home that's always very difficult to say goodbye to. And yeah, I think that self-awareness of, I mean, I've been doing this for a very long time and I think that's why I can step away from the romance. So I was saying, a lot of people, and I got two more on Instagram now saying, how can I get into the photographic guiding thing? It's amazing, blah, blah, blah. So I've done those on YouTube. I've been through those. But the one thing that people have to be aware of is that you need an anchor. You need to know where home is. You need to know, because I believe that when I'm home, I can reset myself physically, emotionally, mentally for future trips so that I can always be the best for my clients. Random. I told you that the name of this is Random Thoughts from Oslo. So, anyway, so that's it. I'm sitting here feeling super grateful and super privileged to be able to do what I'm doing. And especially, and I've got a post going on Instagram tomorrow, my last one, which I'm going to leave on, which again, it's saying thank you to you guys for following along and making it possible for me to walk this road. It's something that a lot of people talk about, but not many people get to do. And it's not just the paying client. It's people like you guys listening, following on Instagram, that makes it worthwhile. Getting messages from you guys in the field saying, oh man, wish I could join you, or that's awesome, look forward to seeing your pictures. That means a lot, especially if you're not home, you're on the field, knowing that people enjoy what you do. It really means a lot, guys. So I'm going to let this go now. I'm going to have a shower, and I will then catch up with you guys, probably not on a podcast again, but on Snapchat and Instagram from tomorrow morning as I head up to Longyearbyen. But yeah, thank you for listening. Thank you for following the journey. And thank you for listening to my rambles from Oslo. Anyway, my username on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, everywhere, Jerry van der Walt, look me up. You can also go and look up my website. It's jerryvandervolt.com. There's some cool galleries of all the places I go to. I've actually already made folders for the new trips coming up, so you'll see where I am and what I'm doing. And then I will be on Snapchat, Instagram if you want to hit me up. Otherwise, I will chat to you guys on the flip side. Thank you for listening. Thank you for following along. I'll chat to you guys soon. My name is Jerry. I'm from Wild Eye. Have a good one.